Welcome to Unlock the Power of Picture Books, the podcast designed especially for busy elementary school teachers just like you. I'm your host, Sarah, a former teacher. If you've ever wished for more time to read aloud to your students or struggled to find the perfect book for a lesson, you're in the right place. In each episode, I'll handpick book titles to help you teach specific subjects. No more hours spent searching for the right book. Unlock the Power of Picture Books is your shortcut to impactful teaching. Plus, I'll keep you updated with the latest and greatest picture book releases so your classroom library is always fresh and exciting. Let's get started. It is almost 2024. Around this time, I like to look into the picture books that will be released in the new year. Well, I was not disappointed this year. I had planned to do an episode that covered quite a few books that were being released throughout the whole year of 2024. However, I already had a huge list in just the first half of the year. So, I'm going to be sharing with you lots of picture books that will be released in the first half of 2024, and we'll have to do a part two come summertime. Now, let's dive into those books that are going to be released in 2024. The first one I have is Homegrown by Deanne Wiley. This book is an ode to the homes and the loved ones that raise us. It's perfect for fans of Black is a Rainbow Color, Saturday, and Last Stop on Market Street. When her mother puts the finishing touches on her twist, a young girl asks what it means to be homegrown. Mama and Granny explain that home isn't just a place, but rather a reflection of people who support and love one another. Next, we have Time to Make Art by Jeff Mack. Does art have to be perfect? Where do we even begin? This inspiring picture book about art doubles as an introduction to the multifaceted and diverse global history of art, empowering readers to get creative. So by making both art history and art making accessible to all, Time to Make Art nourishes creativity, encouraging young readers to see the artist in themselves. There's No Place Like Hope is the next book that I have by Janet Lawler. If you're feeling scared or sad, happy or helpful, hope will guide you. It's not always easy, and sometimes having hope means being brave or determined or kind. At the end of the day, hope is where better will be. This sweet picture book is a powerful exploration of how hope makes us loving, courageous, and connected to one another. Another book being released in 2024 is The Fish of Small Wishes by Elena K. Arnold. You'll fall in love with this modern fairy tale that's inspired by a Jewish family memory in this magical picture book. Kiki finds a wish-granting fish. Alas, the fish was only a fish of small wishes, and Kiki's wish was too big. Unless there's a way for both of their dreams to come true. You'll have to read this one with your class to find out. Next up, we have Escargot and the Search for Spring by Daska Slater. After a long winter spent indoors, Escargot can't wait to look outside for the first signs of spring. Will he find a new friend in the fluffy white bunny he meets along the way? Escargot and the Search for Spring is a story about unlikely friendship, changing seasons, and springtime fun. Next, we have Seeds of Change by Nina Layden. This is a poetic picture book about having the courage and resilience to plant seeds that will improve ourselves and our community. After seeing an area in her local Madagascar community devastated from drought, this young girl gets inspired. But when things go wrong, what can they do? It takes a lot of courage, but with the support of her whole community on her side, this girl won't give up. One way or another, she'll sow those seeds of change she's been dreaming of. Our next book is called It's Holy by Sanyukta Mathur. A young boy and his family are preparing to celebrate Holi in the beginning of spring. Scrumptious, sweet, and savory treats fill platters, and a rainbow of powdered colors is set out. Everyone is ready for the bright and messy festivities ahead. There is excitement, history, and traditions found in this beautiful book all about the celebration of Holi. It even includes a glossary of Hindu words and delicious recipes at the end. Next, we have Memory Garden. A lovely afternoon together at Nana's garden is full of laughter, discovery and connection. In this book that blends the past and the present, Memory Garden takes us to the places we leave behind but never forget. It invites us to enjoy the beauty of Iranian gardens and cultures, an adventure that will resonate with readers of all backgrounds. Now, I didn't mention this earlier, but I will have links to all of these books in the description box in the show notes so that you can pre-order any of them to use in your classroom. And again, these books are all from the are all being released at the beginning of 2024. We will have another podcast later in the year with ones from the second half. And I'm only giving a brief overview of each one because each month we do our roundup of books that were released that month, and I'll go into more detail on all of these in the month that they are released. Let's continue with more picture books. A Rainbow in Brown by Pavonis Gairon. Jo wants to paint all the wonderful things she loves. With a palette of red, yellow, and blue, she knows she can mix any colors together to create new ones. Her imagination takes flight and creates pictures that were as beautiful as the last. But through her exploration of these colors of the rainbow, she finds that her favorite is a combination of them all, the color brown. Next up, we have When the Rain Came Down by Leslie Helkowski. This is really a stunning picture book about resilience, survival, and hope found within a community. When the Rain Came Down spreads this powerful message that a community can rebuild after a natural disaster, and it really captures that incredible strength of humanity, even on those really dark days. Our next picture book release of 2024 is Don't Wash Winston by Ashley Belote. We've all been there. A little bit of a spill, one mud pie too many, and oh no, our beloved stuffed animal friend has to be washed. This is a good one for your young readers. When Winston, Liam's favorite teddy bear, gets muddy, Dad says that Winston needs to be washed. But that wash machine is big and loud and scary. Liam decides that the only solution is to hide Winston away from this terrible idea. Your kids will laugh out loud at the adventures that Liam and Winston go through in this book. Up next is a beautiful picture book by Gabby Snyder. This one is called Look. And the illustrations of this book show you that if you really look, you never know what the world might give you to see, and how our natural world is full of patterns to enjoy for those who are mindful and truly see what is around them. A great book for helping your students slow down and see the world around them. Next is All I Need to Be by Rachel Ricketts. When the world gets to be too much, we can always take a moment to look within ourselves for love, for support, for healing. This mindfulness guide is filled with inspiring, positive self-esteem messages for young ones, especially Black and Brown children. Helps them feel big feelings and celebrate who they are. This one also includes a special author's note and a guide for caregivers to help when young kids have those feelings that get a little too big for them to handle. So a great book to add to your collection in your classroom. Next we have Tricky Chopsticks by Sylvia Chen. A young Chinese girl uses creative steam-powered problem solving to really master the chopsticks so that she can pick up her dumplings and eat them too. This is a charming laugh-out-loud picture book, perfect for fans of the Amy Wu series. Next, we have The Moki Makers by Sharon Fujimoto Johnson. A girl and her grandmother spend the day making moki together in this gentle, joyous picture book that celebrates family, tradition, and those special memories. Together, they are making this wonderful meal, and it's a recipe that's been passed down for generations. These Japanese rice cakes are sticky and chewy, colorful and tasty, and most importantly, they're made with love. This becomes a way for our characters to remember those that they've lost, to make new memories, and to have a fun, family-filled day. Another book that we have that was being released in 2024 is Someone Just Like You by Helen Dougherty. This is such an important picture book that encourages empathy by showing each other that we're more similar than different. Somewhere in this world, there is someone just like you who finds the same things funny and who laughs the way you do. But if they needed you, would you help them? This book is a call to action that reminds kids that people share more similarities than differences, and that kindness is doable and actionable even when you're small. Avocado Magic by Tal Tal Levy is another picture book that's being released next year. Ellie is sulking. She celebrated her birthday yesterday under the old avocado tree, but she's not even a little bit taller today. So Dad tells Ellie a secret. She's like the pit of an avocado, he explains, small and full of magic. So together they put an avocado seed in a glass of water by the window and watch as both Ellie and her avocado plant grow, take root, and eventually bring new life. This book also includes instructions for growing your own avocado tree. I know I am definitely going to grab this one. My son and I have tried multiple times to grow our own avocado tree with not a lot of success, so maybe this book will help us out and inspire your students to grow their own as well. We have even more books to share, so let's keep going. Too Much, My Great Big Native Family by Laurel Goodluck. A young boy wants a chance to shine on his own, but he discovers that being a part of his large and lively Native family isn't necessarily better in this heartwarming, humorous picture book. Anyone with a large family can relate to this one. Next, we have Ollie, the Acorn, and the Mighty Idea by Andrew Hackett. Ollie is a successful amateur gardener, and he longs to be a tree, strong, tall, and mighty enough to stand up to the bully next door. But Ollie is rather short for his age. And when things are too heavy or too high to reach, the next door neighbor, that bully, is sure to point it out. Then Everett is feeling jealous of Ollie's gardening skills, and Ollie swallows an acorn. With a little care and cultivation, a tremendous transformation begins. This will be definitely an interesting and silly book for your students to read together. Our next book is by Natalia Sylvester. It's called A Maleta Full of Treasures. It's been 3 years since the young girls Abuela last visited, but as much fun as they have, Abuela's visit can't last forever. So the young girl has an idea. Maybe there are things she can gather for her cousins to send home with Abuela to remind them of the U.S. relatives that they've never met. And so even though she's sad to say goodbye, Abuela has one more surprise for her young granddaughter. Something to help her remember that home isn't just a place, but the deep-rooted love that they share no matter the distance. Next, we have Sister Friend by Jamila Tompkins Bigelow. This is a heartwarming picture book that celebrates the unique joy of friendships and cultivating those friendships within your cultural community. Another book that we have is Churro Stand by Karina Nicole Gonzalez. This is, again, another heartwarming picture book. It celebrates love, community, and that pop, sizzle, and crunch of a perfect churro. This one is inspired by the author's relationship with her own mother, and it will definitely make you and your students hungry. Another picture book from 2024 is Sydney's Big Speech by Malcolm Newsom. This is the perfect picture book for perseverance, overcoming challenges, and working hard to achieve your goals. Sydney wants to be a great leader when she grows up, but there's just one problem. When she tries to speak in front of the class, she gets nervous and the words just won't come out. Will she be able to overcome it? Your students will be cheering Sydney on as you read through this book together. Next, we have a book by Corey Dorfield, Ready to Soar. Ready to Soar is a story of learning to stay true to yourself, rather than what others want you to be. Riley finally meets a supportive friend and discovers the joy and wonder of soaring. Next, we have This Table by Alex Killian. This book takes us along the journey of a table and its transformation from a seed to a tree to a treasured object in a home. This table becomes a space for being together, birthday parties, science projects, and meals big and small. This table will definitely inspire conversations about those everyday ordinary objects in our lives and their role in creating the memories that we have with our families and our friends. Another new picture book is The Spice Box by Mira Siram. In this story, a father and son share family stories through a spice box that's handed down from generation to generation in this wonderful picture book. And last but not least, we have The Last Stand by Antoine Eady. This is an intergenerational story that was again, inspired by the author's childhood. He is at a farm stand that represents the importance of family, community, and hope. Okay, so that was a lot of books. I don't know if you were keeping count. I feel like there was about 25, maybe, brand new picture books that will be released between January and June of 2024. Again, I'm going to be diving deeper into each one of these books each month that they are released. So be on the lookout for the last video or the last podcast of each month, and that's when you'll find out more about each one of these books. I will leave each of them linked in the show notes in the description box so that you can pre-order them to use in your classroom right away. Thank you for joining me today. I hope you have a great week. Thank you so much for tuning into the Unlock the Power of Picture Books podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, I would love for you to subscribe to the show and leave a review. This helps me spread the word to more and more teachers just like you. As always, you can find all the links and resources from this episode over at thecolorfulapple.com. I'll see you back here next week.